From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. As difficult as it was for much of the ag sector to watch as President Trump pulled the U.S. out of the Trans-Pacific Partnership 10 months ago, the pain continues as the remaining 11 countries appear to be on the verge of ratifying the massive trade pact without us. According to AgriPulse, representatives from all 11 nations took a major step recently towards finalization of the deal that sharply cuts ag tariffs for TPP members. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association's Kent Backus says now those who stayed with the negotiations can enjoy those benefits while we are left outside. Nearly 170 ag groups are requesting state leaders to support ag trade in NAFTA renegotiations. According to Brownfield, letters went out to all state governors, ag commissioners, and economic development leaders asking for support to modernize NAFTA and warned of what withdrawing from the pact could mean for the U.S. Food and ag exports to Canada and Mexico last year totaled nearly $43 billion. Some 66 commodity groups and trade organizations will divide nearly $174 million to promote their products overseas under market access program allocations announced by the USDA's Foreign Ag Service for the 2018 fiscal year. As reported in AgriPulse, the most sizable allocation of $14.6 million goes to the Cotton Council International, closely followed by the $13.2 million earmarked for the U.S. Meat Export Federation. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.